The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty of Texans TV. Head coach Gary Kubiak on Saturday talked with the media about the 22 roster cuts he had to make to trim the squad down to 53 players.
You talk about your cuts, please. Start at the top.
You want me to go through each one of them? We released 22 players, and we're still sitting one heavy right now because of Dante's situation. So we released Alex Brink, and kept three quarterbacks, released Kerry Campbell. Kerry did a good job on special teams for us. I think he was behind in defense as far as what we were doing, and I think that hurt his chances. Buster Davis, we went with six linebackers, released Jonathan Evans, who's just with us for a few weeks. Arian Foster, we released him. He did some good stuff in camp, went with Andre Hall. Right now is our fourth back. Clark Harris, obviously we think that Joel has the ability to not only play well for us, but to snap so that we feel like we gained a roster spot right there. Brandon Harrison, who was in a battle throughout camp with Beasing, and we just felt like JB had earned that spot on our team. Brett Helms, young center from LSU, we have been very impressed with him. Tim Jamison, also very good camp for us. Darnell Jenkins, who has spent some time with us on the practice squad before, played well last night, released him. Adrian Jones, Josh Leonard, Jesse Nading, Delta O'Neill, Mark Parsons, Matero Richardson, Mark Simmons, Adam Stenovich, Brandon Torrey, and Cliff Washburn. So 22 guys, and, it's a tough day. Those guys have been busting their tail for us for the last 6 weeks, and then to tell them no today, but all very, very class acts, and had good visits with all of them, and wish them all well. Could be some of them coming back on the practice squad as well.
Have you heard anything new from Dante?
No, I have not done.
Is Martinez an example? He played as well on this team, came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's a great example. He just kept playing well throughout training camp. John, not only as a receiver, but really played well for Joe. And obviously we got Kevin right now, who's nicked with his hamstring. So, we end up keeping six. But I felt like the thing I felt like there is we got six football players. We got guys that produce on special teams. I mean, Glenn can play special teams. David Anderson plays special teams. Kevin Walter is going to play special teams. Andre Davis covers kicks and returns kicks. So the group as a whole are all very much involved with what Joe does. So I think that allows us to keep an extra guy there.
You say you haven't heard from Dante at all. Do you expect to hear from him before he shows up, or how's that going to work out, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just waiting for him to come on in. So I probably won't. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll call me the next hour. I don't know, but I have not heard from him.
Did Rex Grossman close the gap on number two at all last night?
Yeah, he did a heck of a job. I mean, he was very impressive with how he played and how he handled the football team. Right now, I think that he and Dan are both our backups in my mind as I sit here right now. I'll make a decision on that, as the week goes on, but I have confidence in both of them. But obviously he was very impressive, not only to me, but to his teammates, and earned his way on this team. And I just wish we'd have had him the whole, training camp, the whole preseason to play, because he's obviously got some dang good football in him, and he showed up last night.
How will you determine in practice about who you're going to list as number two? What are you looking
well,
for?
Well, I don't know, John. We got a couple of practices here that could very well be without Matt, so there's plenty of reps to go around. So, I'll work them tomorrow and work them again on Tuesday. And really, just for me, it's just about being comfortable with who's got the best grasp of what we're doing. And like I said, there's plenty of work to go around. There's no hurry for that. They need to both get ready to play. So we'll approach it that way.
How is Matt since he's had a few days?
He's better today. I think he's actually maybe doing a little work on the field as we speak here right now. They took him out to try to get him going, so I'm going to talk to Cap when I get through with y'all. But he's obviously made progress. Y'all know we left him at home during the trip, and he and Kevin and Eugene have all made progress.
Even though you're playing against backup players, do you feel better about, say, your run defense or any of the guys in the middle that play?
Yeah, Frank Oakham really showed up last night, John. He's had an up-and-down training camp. You know, as y'all know, we moved Cody inside when he and Del Juan were struggling. You know, he showed up last night and let his teammates know he wants to be on this team. Played very, very well in the game. Del Juan's nursing a calf strain. Came out of the game a little nicked, so he's day-to-day right now. But I was really impressed with the progress that Frank made. I was impressed with the DB coming back and playing better than he had been playing. You know, our whole secondary played, so they all got some work. You know, so I was impressed with some of the things going on from that standpoint. Offensively, I thought Chester came back and he was better. There's still that level that that Chester has to reach for this team, and he's not there yet. But in fairness, you know, he's on his way there because of the time missed. But I thought his progress was good. He came back and it showed that I think he's ready to go. And Butler, you know, those guys got a ton of reps, John. The two young tight ends, I was very impressed with Casey in the game. Played all over the place. Is really surprising us as a fullback right now. Been very physical and been a pleasant surprise from that standpoint.
Considering how little you use a backup fullback, because you use Vontae so much, was that impeding him as a receiver?
Talking about James?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's impeding him, John. Obviously, if he just would have been working at tight end, you know, I think he'd probably be further along as a tight end. But I think he can really help this team back there. You know, people don't know if we're in a two-back offense or a one-back offense when he's on the field. So we have some flexibility there. But I think that's going to be a part of his career, just that he can do so many things. And he's got great hands. What did he have, two or three catches last night? So and he's playing well for Joe. So, I mean, this guy's just going to be a big contributor in any way he can to our team.
Yeah, after watching the film, should he have caught those two passes?
The first one he caught, he fumbled. You talking about which one?
Oh, I'm sorry, the one that got taken or that he was intercepted.
It's hard to tell if the guy got his hand in there or not, but he touched it, and if he touches it, he should catch it. You know, the other catch over the middle, I think, is the other one you're talking about when he got the ball knocked out. Yeah, he's got to make that play. That's an NFL play. I mean, you're gonna get hit. The windows are small. Dan made a good throw. He's got to make that play. So he got a lot of reps last night. He's got a long way to go, but you know, he can help us as a physical player, and he's got to be able to help Joe also.
You've been wanting to have a snapper who did something else, and you finally have that. Are you totally confident in Dreesen in that role?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in him. We thought he was, you know, he and Clark were the same player throughout camp. You know, you do get a little bit concerned, John, is your snapper, you know, if your snapper's playing 60, 70% of the offensive snaps and snapping, does it get wore down? But, you know, Joe, we should be fine in our rhythm of how we do things. You know, Joe plays in our two tight sets and those type of things. So we just feel fortunate. And you have to remember, we also think James can do it too. He's not quite game ready like Joel or Clark, but he's on his way and he's very close. So, you know, if he has to go in there and do it, we think we can survive, and we can still survive with Jessica Nina too.
Gary, could you, in years past, when you go through this situation, yeah, when you release, you're watching the waiver wires closely from other teams, and you had some significant activity. Mm-hmm. You expect less of that this year because where you're at?
I don't think we're through, Mark, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah.
I mean, we're down to our number today, and obviously, you know, about 8 o'clock tonight, the wire comes in, and you know, that'll be the first thing we'll do is sit down with that. And, you know, we've got our priorities right now, where we think we need to get better, where we may be able to find some help without me sitting here, you know, discussing them. But we got them lined up, and so we'll look at the wire and talk through it as coaches. And, you know, all of us have knowledge of certain players around the league and certain teams. So we'll, you know, if we think something can help us, we'll definitely do it.
Will it be less than usual in the last 3 years you've been here?
I don't know. I don't think you ever know, Mark. I mean, I don't think any of us know. There'll be some surprises on that wire tomorrow, just like, you know, there are every year in this league. Now, whether or not those surprises can help us or not, I don't know.
Eugene Wilson's agent said that his knee was bothering him, and his player has said he's uncertain for game one. Where are you at on that?
Well, I mean, obviously we think that, you know, he's going to have to make some progress to be ready to go against the Jets. I'm not ready to say he's not going to be there. I'm very hopeful if he can keep making progress. But, you know, he obviously got a sprain, a good sprain, and, you know, it's going to take some days to get back. Hopefully those days are sooner than later, but we got to prepare as if there's a chance that, you know, he doesn't make it back.
You talked about Chester. Is it look like Casey will get the call there, or is that still?
No, Chester will start. Chester will start. He came back and he played good in the game. And like I said, I think I just said a minute ago, he's not himself, Mark, but he's not far from it, and he knows the level that I expect him to play at, and he expects himself to play at that level. So he's just missed a lot of time, and he's well on his way, and we need him to get there, you know, sooner the better. But I can say this, Casey Studdard has played well enough in this preseason that on our football team, we are not by any means worried about putting him in there, whether it's giving Chester a spell or giving Mike Brazel a spell. He can help this team. He's a much improved player.
Gary, since Ferguson does everything, if Wilson couldn't play, would it be Beasing, or would you put Nick playing with Barber?
Well, I think obviously right now you'd say that Nick and Barber would probably go work together. You'd go with the experience, but I think you would have some type of rotation between all of them, John.
Would you consider making trades for what you're looking for? You got an extra pick?
That's Rick's business, John. It's not mine. We're looking at all options to improve our football team, John.
Coach, what do you think about a DB last night?
I thought he got better. I had been disappointed in the week before, but I thought he went out there like a man. And, you know, I called on him to go out there and play because I didn't think he had played at the level that we needed him to play out the week before, and he stood up and played well. He did some good things. He'll help this team a great deal, and he's got to be ready to go like a starter because, you know, Brian's coming back. Brian has not played a lot of ball, so chances are we're going to be rotating some people open the day at the linebacker position also.
Have you made a decision on the weak side as to who your starter will be?
Oh, Zach has earned the right to go on the field. Zach is the starter, okay? He's our number two linebacker, and we'll figure out how we work those three, but Zach will be a starter.
Yes, you said going in you had position battles open for personnel spots and starting. Did you see what you wanted to see to be comfortable with all your starters?
Yeah, I'm comfortable, John. I have some concerns defensively from a continuity standpoint. You know, you sit up there, and I just walked out of our room up there with our depth chart board and stuff, and boy, it looks real nice, but there's a lot of names up there who've not been here, not been playing. You know, we know Brian's ready to go, but he hasn't been out there. We're hoping Dante walks in the door. You know, how far has he come? What has he been doing? That question's got to get answered. Jock Reeves is on that board. He's not ready to go. Eugene's nicked up. So, you know, as coaches, sometimes you look at those depth charts and they look very, very good, but there's a lot of real in what's going on, and we got to work through it and be as good as we can be next weekend.
If Dante does not come back, who's your other starting corner between the two young guys?
Bryce McCain will start.
Gary, where are you at on Cushing?
He's fine. He's ready to go, Mark. We're going to put the shells on in the morning, work some. We'll get some good pads to work this week, and he will be on the field. He'll be playing.
How unusual is that for a guy to not have seen a single second?
Well, it's unusual, but I think this situation called for us doing it a certain way. I mean, we just needed to make sure that we got him to game week, and we kind of put him through his preseason on the practice field in our own kind of way. And, you know, he's obviously not going to go out there and play 60 or 70 plays, but it's time for him to go to work. He's played in a lot of big football games, so I don't think it'll be too big for him.
Other than Wilson, do you feel good about having all your hands on deck, the ones that are injured?
As far as coming back?
Yeah, for the Jets.
Yeah, I think I feel good about, you know, Matt and Kevin. And you know, but, John, I still think those are day-to-day injuries. Until they come out there and move around in a manner that says they're ready to go, you know, we'll see. We got a long week. What's today? Saturday. So we got a good long week here, and we'll just keep treating them and hopefully get them out there by Wednesday or Thursday. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you listening to the Texans Today podcast. Make sure you go to HoustonTexans.com for everything you want to know about your favorite home team. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Yeah,